Roger Stone's coming on with the inside scoop on Eric Adams and on the January 6th. Inspector General saying, yeah, no, the feds were all over the place, and that means the federal agencies all lied. Of course they did. Guys knocking out the windows, attacking police, pull out their badge real quick, and then they fake handcuff them, bring them inside, take the handcuffs off, high-five them. Wow. We got you. We got your ass. Meanwhile, Owen Schroyer spent 3-4 months in federal prison, and they put in the federal filing. They said, Owen Schroyer's committed perjury. He never worked at InfoWars. In a filing, he'd worked here 7-8 years. They put him in prison. They said he wasn't with Alex Jones that day trying to stop people going in. He was part of it. Total lie? Prison. Let's go to this report.
I've been on air for 30-plus years. I started InfoWars 28 years ago. We've been in this building almost 16 years. And in the last 6 years, we've had the feds, the FBI, the CIA, it's all come out in court, run giant demonization operations against myself, my operation, and my crew.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Lawfare, rigged courts, judges finding me guilty, then holding show trials. All an attempt to not just shut us down, but to demonize the idea of an American populist movement of information and peaceful resistance to their globalist agenda, 21 and global agenda 2030. Literal world government, total censorship, Internet of Things, carbon taxes, social credit score, forced injections, a dystopia. The WEF says officially the future is not human. No humans by 2047 will all be cyborgs. You'll own nothing. You'll like it. You'll eat the bugs. This is hell on earth. We are promoting freedom and liberty and transparency and security and God and country. So many of you have seen the news everywhere. InfoWars is shut down to be sold November 13th at auction. It's over. It's shut down. No, ladies and gentlemen, I've personally liquidated my assets. I own InfoWars. And so the feds, the Justice Department, can get involved in bankruptcies. They did. They came in, tried to find dirt on me, had private groups come in, accounting firms, made us pay for it, found that I told the truth about everything. So then they told the judge last week, we don't want it to go up for sale. We want it just shut down. We want it closed. And the Sandy Hook Democrat Party, you always hear the families, it's not families, it's the Democratic Party and the FBI on record. They said, we don't want money. We don't want a settlement. We want him shut down. They've said it in the news. They've said it at the courthouse. It's crazy. So now I see the headline, InfoWars be liquidated to pay the families. They're $1.5 billion or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the deep state. It is the system. It is the lawfare. It's out in the open. So just to be clear, the U.S. trustee that the judge fired a few months ago tried to shut us down outside of court order. The judge stopped that. Then a state court tried to liquidate us a few months ago and close the doors and padlock it. The same judge that ran the kangaroo court against me in the Sandy Hook trial here in Texas. The judge overrode that. And they basically said the only way now is for you to liquidate your assets, Chapter 7, and sell it to somebody else. So if patriots buy it, there's a lot of folks saying they are, and that they're the top bidder, then if I like the folks and they don't curtail my free speech, I will work for somebody else. That's how you do it when you have giant judgments anyways. So there's a good chance good people are going to buy it if the auction's open, free, and fair on November 13th. But regardless, I'm going to continue on the air one way or another, unless the globalists start World War III and trigger the internet kill switch and bring in their total censorship, which Hillary Clinton's calling for arresting Trump supporters for their, quote, speech. So the fact they're coming after me means they're coming after you. Trump always says that. They're not coming after me. They've got to get through me to get to you. That's totally true. So in closing, support InfoWars. You'll get your products. Things are in stock. It'll be months till we get shut down. If we do get shut down, that supports the operation. That's great. But also supporting the outside sponsors that are sponsors of InfoWars, but will hopefully go forward one way or another with a new operation or with InfoWars is so critical. And through the sponsors, I'm able to get some support. I'm out of money. I've got to continue to pay for these legal battles, or they'll try to even take over my name and my social media. So I need support. Plus, you need to get our great products. Go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, 50 plus amazing Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. Go to our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, because regardless of what happens to InfoWars going forward, Dr. Jones Naturals is there and the Alex Jones Store is there. So if you want to support your great products, take action now. It's do or die. I'm in your hands. I'm asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Please help us. Thanks for keeping us on air. God bless. I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, We've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, some scumbag mayor gets indicted, some horrible Democrat like Eric Adams. And, you know, I'm just looking at it on the surface. I'm like, good. But it's the Southern District of New York that is dually as corrupt as the D.C. operation, and that's those two twin towers of evil to the political persecution against Roger Stone, President Trump, myself, anybody else that dares to stand up against their open evil. And if you do what they want, like Pelosi or Maxine Waters or any of these crooks, you can take Chinese communist money by the tens of millions like Biden, millions and millions by Feinstein, everybody. You can have Chinese spies as your chief of staff, no problem. But if you don't do exactly what they say, they will indict you. They also wanted to make it not look political. Oh, look, we indicted a sitting mayor. Never happened in New York City's history. That's an old city set up by pirates 300 years ago or longer. And so this is a big deal because it's a window into why they're operating like this and where they're going. And they're claiming foreign groups are giving Adams money. And I mean, Adams pledged to not hire any family. All he did was do that and create new offices for his family and buddies. But they don't even want to get into that. They want to control the city and the police department. He's a former police captain. They're doing this as a message to other Democrats to get in line, just like it's now come out even on Fox News, connections to Epstein and the CIA, and the feds now have the P. Diddy tapes, and he was connected to Epstein and the CIA. And they're using that to then scare all the Hollywood folks and, quote, royalty and religious leaders that were there screwing little boys and little girls. And it's all coming out. So they're activating the blackmail dirt they have. And now the feds are the saviors that ran the operation. CIA runs it. FBI shepherds it and controls it. And then they activate it right at election time with 39 days left. So I want to play a few clips and go to Roger Stone, because Roger Stone, of course, has lived a lot in New York. He knows everybody, going back to you name it, from Roy Cohn to Trump from the beginning. And he knows where the bodies are buried, and he's got a lot of intel on why this is happening. But first, here is Eric Adams and his response to this morning, and then a short clip of why he's in trouble when he criticized the open borders and the millions of illegal aliens they brought into the whole New York area, and the fact that New Yorkers are so pissed. For him daring to do this, he is now going to serve probably the rest of his life in prison. Here's the clips.
My fellow New Yorkers, it is now my belief that the federal government intends to charge me with crimes. If so, these charges will be entirely false, based on lies. But they would not be surprising. I always knew that if I stood my ground for all of you, that I would be a target, and a target I became. For months, leaks and rumors have been aimed at me in an attempt to undermine my credibility and paint me as guilty. Just this past week, they searched the home of our new police commissioner, looking for documents from 20 years ago, just 1 week after he joined my administration. Enough. I will fight these injustices with every ounce of my strength and my spirit.
Full support. And let me tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 migrants a month. One time we were just getting Venezuela. Now we're getting Ecuador. Now we're getting Russian speaking coming through Mexico. Now we're getting Western Africa. Now we're getting people from all over the globe have made their minds up that they're going to come through the southern part of the border and come into New York City. And everyone is saying it's New York City's problem. Every community in this city is going to be impacted. We got a $12 billion deficit that we're going to have to cut. Every service in this city is going to be impacted. All of us. And so I say to you, as I turn it over to you, this is some of the most educated, some of the most knowledgeable, probably more of my commissioners and deputy commissioners and chiefs live in this community. So as you ask me a question about migrants, tell me what role you played. How many of you organized to stop what they're doing to us? How many of you were part of the movement to say, we're seeing what this mayor is trying to do and they're destroying New York City? It's gonna come to your neighborhoods. All of us are going to be impacted by this. I said it last year when we had 15,000. And I'm telling you now, with 110,000, the city we knew, we're about to lose. And we're all in this together, all of us. Staten Island saying, send them out to Manhattan. Manhattan is saying, send them out to Queens. Queens is saying, send them out to Brooklyn. No. It's not the game we can play. Open the floor.
All right. So even though he's been corrupt and it's public, he plays out our family credit jobs for them. I mean, that's wrong. But I would guess he's probably not a pedophile. And he doesn't want suicide for the city. And he said, I don't see an end to this. There's no way to fix it. That's the point. It collapses the country. So because he's not pure evil, he's being made an example of. That's my view on this. But the real expert on it is Roger Stone, again, top Trump confidant, master political operator, Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Roger, what's your take on this?
Well, Alex, it's more nuanced than that. First of all, you have to start with the fact that Eric Adams ran for mayor as an advocate for New York City being a sanctuary city. He said that the migrants were welcome there. And as mayor, he has cited the migrant shelter facilities in stable, working class, in some cases, largely Republican neighborhoods in Staten Island and Queens. In Staten Island, they put the migrant shelter next to a Catholic girls' school. His real complaint is not the policy of the Biden administration, but the fact that they won't send him the money to pay for it. The real problem here is the level of crime by the mayor and his associates just became too egregious. So not only is he charged today with taking $10 million in laundered Turkish campaign funds into a system that has a 10-to-1 public match. So for every $1 of campaign money you raise, the taxpayers subsidize that with an additional 10. But beyond that, his police commissioner's twin brother was essentially selling protection to nightclubs and restaurants. And as long as you paid off the commissioner's brother, well, then you didn't have code enforcement problems with the city of New York or with the New York City Police Department. I think that he's charged here not because he's a critic of Biden. By the way, he's much closer to Kamala Harris. But because the level of crime got to be so egregious. And at the same time, Alex, very much like the FBI, he continues to insist with his police commissioner, who was forced to resign last week, that crime in New York City is down, when in fact crime in New York City is not down. So the real question here is more complicated. I see his political defense. There's going to be over 300 people in his administration indicted with him. I think that makes it very hard to make the case that this is some kind of case of selective prosecution. In all fairness, within the context of the New York Democrat Party, you notice AOC yesterday called for him to step down. That's because if he vacates the office, which I think is inevitable, the first deputy mayor, I believe, has also been charged, so he won't be able to move up. But they go to an immediate, nonpartisan, ranked choice election, which means the probability of getting a more radical, progressive mayor is really substantial. In other words, no Republican and Democrat primaries. And I think his real sin here is hubris. His real sin here is the level of crime by his school chancellor, by his closest advisor.
By the way, Roger, I agree with you. I just see so much corruption by other Democrats that they don't prosecute. To me, I think the final point was he would at least put out rhetoric they didn't like. But regardless, I don't even follow New York politics much. But as you said, it's all hidden in plain view. Why was he so wild about creating new departments and putting his family as heads of them and they don't even show up to work? Why is he so full of hubris?
I think he's an extraordinarily arrogant guy. He may be, by the way, the best dressed mayor since Jimmy Walker, the most corrupt mayor since William O'Dwyer, the most incompetent mayor since Bill de Blasio. But they call him the man with no plan. I mean, he has no plan for New York City. And he has been presiding over the decline of the city. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that New Yorkers may get somebody actually worse.
I was about to say, is he even worse than the last guy? Because I know a bunch of New York senior police, they thought they were hoping Adams would actually be better, but now they hate him. But now they're going to get somebody even worse. Who do you think they'll get?
Well, the city advocate is a guy named Jumaine Williams, but there's a Hispanic woman city council member whose name escapes me at the moment who is potentially a strong candidate. Remember, if you have a 9 or 10 person race that's bipartisan, then somebody could become mayor, you know, with 22% of the vote.
Yeah, that's how the left stays in power in Europe and Canada. So moving on from that. People wanted to know, and you're the expert. I stand corrected here. So, Roger, expanding on this, what do you make of the massive bombshell in Congress by the DOJ Solicitor General that indeed the current director and a bunch of senior FBI have lied and said no federal agents, informants, as if they wouldn't be at that one spot on this giant date? Now we know it's them breaking in. The cops fake arrest them, take their handcuffs off, high-five them. We have all of that. I mean, this is a huge deal. It trended top of X, but where's the corporate media? They don't want to talk about it. Total vindication on January 6th, which they both tried to set Trump, you, and I up on.
You're absolutely right, Alex. In fact, but the real question here is the inspector general. If you look at his report on Russian collusion, and then you compare it even to John Durham's report, which I think was missing a lot, but the inspector general missed a lot of key misconduct and by prosecutors in that matter. The real question here is, why is his January 6th report taking so long? Why, what he really said yesterday is, he's going to release it after the election. Why after the election? Why is this taking so long? What is he hiding? Yesterday, when he was asked point blank how many FBI agents were in the crowd, undercover FBI agents or others in law enforcement in the crowd, he just simply refused to answer the question. I don't know what's taking so long.
Though I've got a bunch of testimony. They did admit indeed they were there. And you've got this other senior agent who they tried to get rid of, talking about how he saw it, reported it, and then they tried to get rid of him. They've got to be concerned.
This guy's a lifer. He's part of the establishment. His previous investigations into Russian collusion, as I say, fell short. I think it's outrageous that he's not going to issue his report until after the election.
No, I agree. But larger than that, they admitted that the feds have destroyed most of the videotapes. That's why they can't even release them. So they've destroyed evidence. Exfoliation.
Yeah, this has been a huge problem. Look, the January 6th committee hearings were a farce. They used selectively edited, in some cases, AI-enhanced videos. They suborned perjury by a number of the witnesses. And then they erased all the evidence of their crimes behind them, yet they continue to insist that the conclusions they reached were accurate. I'm very disappointed in Speaker Johnson because he should have appointed a committee to study the January 6th committee and report to the American people what actually happened. But then again, this is the same guy who folded 2 days ago on attaching the SAVE Act, which would have basically said you have to be an American citizen to vote, folks, from the budgeting process, which is kind of the last piece of leverage that he had. Now he turns around and he introduces a bill with that requirement, a bill that has zero chance of passing the U.S. Senate before the next election. I've tried to give the speaker every benefit of the doubt, but he's just not a fighter. The problem here, as you know, Alex, it's not the crazy left-wing Marxist Democrats. We know what their agenda is. Our problem are the feckless, gutless, weak-kneed, lily-livered, white wine-swilling, country club establishment Republicans who just never want to fight. They never want to fight. That's our number one problem.
Roger, shifting gears here, because I don't want to just cover these side issues that are still very important. I want to get to the heart of the matter, just in the larger situation of 39 days out for the most important election in world history. I've got a lot of polls here, but you're good at looking at them all. I had the Rasmussen head pollster on last week. He said Trump is surging in the battleground states. He said landslide with fraud in 2016. Which is a lot to have the head pollster say. You know, there's evidence of that, but Trump was able to make it past it because of such a landslide. Then there wasn't as big a landslide, something you said people were too confident in 2000, so he did win, but barely so they could steal it. He's saying he thinks that the evidence shows from everything he's looking at that it's the biggest landslide yet and that they can't overpower it. That's why they've tried to kill Trump, obviously, twice that we know of. And then we've got Zuckerberg saying he's a libertarian now, not a Democrat. He wants to be nice to Republicans. That's a rat leaving the sinking ship. We've got new polls out saying that these are the best polls yet for Trump. That's a town hall article about that. I don't want to be overconfident here like you warned 4 years ago, but man, this is looking strong.
Look, Alex, I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm not predicting a big win, but I am saying I think the race is moving towards President Trump for two reasons. One, he's been very focused and very disciplined. Both his advertising in the swing states, which not all of us get to see, has really focused on the key issue of the economy, the key issue of inflation, the key issue of war, and the fact that they're moving us closer and closer to World War III. Those ads have been extraordinarily effective. And the race does appear to me to be moving inexorably towards the president. I'm feeling better and better about the race. I don't want to jinx it. No, it's not going to be a landslide. I don't agree with that. But I do think that Donald Trump supporters are more loyal. They're more intense. Guys like Charlie Kirk, guys like Cliff Maloney, guys like Scott Pressler, these guys have done heroic voter registration drives in the swing states, particularly Pennsylvania, which I think is going to be crucial. We are not getting outworked on the ground, not this time, not at all. I think the Trump campaign has been extraordinarily well run. Their advertising and their messaging in the key markets. Remember, we know today how Utah is going to vote. We know today how Massachusetts is going to vote. This will come down to be 60 counties in about seven states that are going to determine the outcome. And the other thing that's going on here is people are figuring out that there is no there with Kamala Harris. The more they risk putting her out for individual interviews, the more the voters learn that she has no substance. It doesn't appear to me, based on the interview I saw yesterday, that she knows what a tariff is. I'm not sure she knows what a tariff is.
I want to play you a few clips here that are just stunning. Here's a short one. Biden claims Kamala for policy failures of the past 4 years. And then we've got Kamala saying that we've got to stop the policies the last 4 years That's clip 15. So play clip 1 and 15 back to back. These are just extraordinary.
And as vice president, there wasn't a single thing that I did that she couldn't do. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to delegate her responsibility on everything from foreign policy to domestic policy.
We just need to move past the failed policies that we have proven don't work.
And then I've got more of this from them. This is like her being the best border czar ever. Then she's not the border czar. Now she was the best ever. Then she says she built the wall. Now he's saying, you know, she was in charge of everything. As you warned, they're trying to make her more and more presidential, maybe even remove Biden and then have her in there as the first female president, basically, you know, appointed as a major gimmick. What's your view on that now?
You know, I think last week, for example, when Joe Biden put on a Trump cap, was photographed doing it, when he posed with a bunch of school kids wearing Trump T-shirts. When you saw that entire interview on The View, I think he's still very angry about being forced out of this race. When he was asked about why he got out, he basically said, well, you know, my polling wasn't all that bad. It was about the same as hers is today. I thought I could win. Most of the folks I trust thought I could win. But there were some in the Democrat Party that were concerned that I couldn't win. This guy is very unhappy about being forced out. He knows exactly what he's doing. He didn't put on that hat because it was some kind of a mental slip. He knows exactly what he's doing. This is his way of sticking it to Kamala Harris and Barack Obama, who forced him out. I think the reports by Seymour Hersh, the Pulitzer Prize-winning former New York Times reporter, who said that they threatened him with the 25th Amendment to force him out of the race, are accurate. And as we've talked about on this show, I still think it's possible as they start looking at deteriorating poll numbers and Trump beginning to inexorably gain, that they may think that elevating her to the presidency is the only way to win this race, trying to make her a historic figure, even though she has no substance. I still don't rule out the fact that they may yet remove him under the 25th Amendment, which simply requires the acquiescence of the vice president, a majority of the cabinet, and then he would have to be sustained in the Congress, which, of course, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi can most likely deliver. So he's a problem for them. Look what they did to him. The sitting president of the United States goes to his final Democrat National Convention. They push his address out of primetime on the first night, and then they tell him to get out of town. He's not even there when his own vice president is nominated for president. He got 17 million votes. Alex, he got 71% of the vote in the Democrat primaries and caucuses. No one voted to nominate her, yet they're whining constantly about democracy.
Well, we've all got to be energized. Pray for Trump. He's stronger than ever, and we just really got to have him protected. I know Trump's taking things seriously now, canceling some events. And this is a critical time. RogerStoneZone.com. People can find all your great shows and books, everything you do there, StoneZone.com. Roger, we'll talk to you soon.
Alex, God bless you. Great to be with you. And look, in the fight to save InfoWars, there's nothing more important. The idea they would try to steal your intellectual property, steal real...
Hold on, Roger. Hold on. I meant to ask you about this. Do 5 more minutes, since I didn't want to raise my own issues here, but it's bigger than me, and it's setting a precedent. Stay there. We'll come right back to you and have you speak for 5 minutes on it. Then I'm in all the news that I haven't hit yet and so much more. Please stay with us. Weeks ago, the U.S. Justice Department trustee assigned to my case, personal and business bankruptcy, ordered without a court order or any reason the doors of this facility shut. They lied and said it would just be for 3 days, and they admitted the security it would be for a month or permanently. The judge in Houston, Judge Lopez, had nothing to do with it. Then it hit the news they were going to close us. No judge's order, no nothing, just the Justice Department, who'd been involved in the case harassing me from the beginning for over a year and a half. People were blown away by it. I refused to go along with it. I said I'd call the police on them. They didn't have any orders. They backed down. Then they went to court 2 weeks later and said, we want him removed. The judge listened to him and said, you're all fired. The CRO, who'd been appointed by the court, and the Justice Department appointed person that the court had let into it. And they had a Justice Department committee, all this stuff. Now, I'm in personal bankruptcy. I agreed to sell the assets of Free Speech Systems, the website, the shopping cart, the equipment. And there was going to be an auction on the 24th of October. Then they moved to the 30th. The Democratic Party running all this, the FBI, CIA, it's all come out in the news. Didn't want that. They want me off the air by early November. This is in the court filings. They said, we don't want money. Want him shut down. And the judge said, no, it's gonna sell. There's buyers out there that are patriots that I'd work with. They'd have to outbid that. They don't want to do that. So they announced, and I knew this 2 days ago and hadn't announced it yet. It hit Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, we'll put Bloomberg up, that the Justice Department is intervening. Alex Jones' bankruptcy sale challenged by DOJ. They rarely get involved in bankruptcies, but they got involved in mine. They're unable, through just pure vigilantism, to shut us down 11, 12 weeks ago. Got egg on their face, and now they've come back. They want us shut down and just closed and don't even let them sell the assets. You heard that. So it's a gamble, but we were doing it. Only move we had left. And they obviously got our phones tapping stuff and know some better is coming. Okay, they're going to have an issue on their hands. And they don't want to do that. They've got big billionaire backers, they claim. They've even told that in the court. We'll see what happens. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee efforts challenged by DOJ. That's because they're getting ready to try to take Trump out. And once he's president-elect, they don't want us on air during that fight. They don't want us telling the truth. We're reaching tens of millions conservatively a day. Some days 50, 60 million now. I can't do this without funding. I'm out of money. They took all my money and it wasn't a lot during the bankruptcy. I am literally on empty myself, and I have to pay for the legal challenges of all this in court. And I have to fight them, and that's an hour-long story right there. They're trying to take my physical name and say they own it, trying to take my social media. This is a critical fight. So I need you to go to the alexjonesstore.com that's separate from free speech, but they're advertisers here, big supporters, and get Alex Jones t-shirts, Patriot t-shirts. There's new great designs. We'll put some on screen for you. And go to the alexjonesstore.com and get the ball caps, the t-shirts, all of it. You get entered to win for the big pickup truck at $10,000 cash and all that. And then contest is over on the 30th of October, strangely enough. We need the funds. These are great t-shirts. I need your aid. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and support that sponsor. That's the critical place to support, thealexjonesstore.com. Stand with us and support our outside sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, and the InfoWars store. The products are ready to ship. You'll get them. InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars MD, the gummies, the CBD tincture, the nitric boost. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Now go now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Robert J. O'Neill is probably the most famous Navy SEAL in history. The guy that was killed bin Laden, all of it. And he is really upset about what's going on in the government and the world today. And in his own words, has kind of woken up to just how corrupt things are. I interviewed him via Skype a few months ago, but I really look forward to him being here in person. Just got a chance to meet him. Really good guy. And so we're going to cover the waterfront from his interesting perspective and experiences coming up. But Roger, I was going to raise my case, but there was so much more important stuff I didn't. But their lawfare against me, they've admitted on CNN, MSNBC, and in Congress, as you know, we've been attacked by the same people, same law firms who after Trump ran all this. The FBI got caught, CIA running it. They admitted it in court when it got brought up that they created the whole thing and had me found guilty and the rest of it. And then they say they're liquidating InfoWars to pay the families. We offered to settle with them. I knew they wouldn't do it. My lawyers are like, okay, they want $70 million. That'll be any profit for, you know, 10 years. I said, I never made that much money. I said, fine, they won't do it. They went, funny, it's $90 million now, and they want you to be against the Second Amendment. And I said, yeah, tell them what else they want. Well, they've got a long list. They wanted me to work for them and lie, and they were dumb enough to even do it outside of a settlement meeting, and they've also been on the courthouse steps saying, we want him off the air. We don't want money. It's not the families. I didn't do anything to these people. I barely even ever talked about them. The internet didn't believe it happened. They dredged up stuff that was super old, blew it up proportions. That's one thing my guests didn't want to get into. I never get into it. They introduced 22 minutes of me from years before when they sued me 6-7 years ago. And I'm just recapping that for listeners, everybody watching. And then it's all over the news. It trended top of X for 2 days. Judge approves sending Alex Jones InfoWars to the chopping block. New Republic, you know, New York Times, judge to approve auctions, liquidizing Alex Jones's InfoWars. Tragic. InfoWars be liquidated and auctioned off to help pay the Sandy Hook families. Not true. Alex Jones InfoWars likely to be shut down in months. Subheadline here. The conspiracy theorist website is nearing total collapse after a devastating court ruling. No, let me tell the globalists, and I'll go to Roger. And it's God. It's not me. It's the listeners that God works through. We are reaching, and I hate to even, because when I do put the numbers out, even the enemy focuses and attacks us more and does more stuff, that, you know, bot attacks and all of it. But the listeners need to know their success. We've been reaching, conservatively, with actual people clicking and watching, the live show, wait for it, 200 million people are actually clicking and watching a week, the main feeds. You add our feeds and X and some things, Rumble, 200 million. One week, a couple weeks ago, we had like 400 million. InfoWars is getting record traffic. And if they think shutting this down, that's like the final thing after all the stuff when they strike down Obi-Wan Kenobi. But they want that symbol and to say, look, we got him. He's pathetic. And take some clip out of context where I've been on air 15 hours and sort of crying, talking about how much I love this country, that I was mad that they're going to shut this down as if this building, all that matters is the crew. And we've got now, as you know, you've been, I don't want to give it out yet because this is crazy. But I've had very prominent household names call me because I hadn't even reached out to them yesterday. And today you've had very well-known billionaires call you that are like well-known. And I almost don't even want to talk about this, but it's like the left takes all of our victories and turns them into defeats. It's like indicting Trump and false convictions and trying to kill him. And they're making jokes. And Whoopi Goldberg said we need to smash him like a bug yesterday. They just don't get it. The people are waking up and see through them. Roger, you wanted to say something about that. I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Alex, I thought you were extraordinarily effective yesterday when you laid out the truth about this bankruptcy. Look, if you go all the way back to my book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Sparked an American Revolution, I understand the importance of InfoWars as a beacon of the truth, as a beacon of truthful information. Therefore, I would like to do whatever I possibly can to ensure, if possible, that InfoWars survives. Now, I'm a politico. I'm not a businessman. I don't pretend to understand the bankruptcy process. But I threw out on X that I would like to put together a group to try to save InfoWars. I'm also outraged by the fact that they're trying to steal your intellectual property. They don't want you to be real Alex Jones anymore. They don't want you to have the Alex Jones Show, say, on X, which you could mount tomorrow and have millions and millions of views.
By the way, let me just interrupt you and I'll stop interrupting. Guys, pull up. It's on Reuters AP. Sandy Hook Families means FBI, CIA. That's who runs it. Want real Alex Jones and the name Alex Jones. That's not in law. That's insane. But if I don't legally fight that, which I've hired big law firms to do, they will then win and have that precedent. So when you said that, people don't believe me when I say that. There's Reuters. They're literally explaining to people what a big deal that is.
It's outrageous. That has no precedence. You are Alex Jones. I think you've been Alex Jones since you were born. They don't want you to be able to use your own name. Think about that for a moment. What really amazed me is the outpouring of people, some of them extraordinarily wealthy, some of them wealthy but not mega wealthy, other people who just said, I want to help. How can I help? It's been unbelievable. I'm talking to others. I'm talking to experts. I don't know what's going to happen here because, as I say, I'm a politico, not a businessman. But I'm going to try, at least, to do whatever I possibly can to preserve InfoWars because I think it's that important. And beyond that, I'm not ready to say anything else because I'm still learning the process. But look, Alex, I remember way back when lawyers that you retained to represent you actually tried to talk you into taking bribes from the Russians, which you wisely went immediately reported to the FBI. So you've been targeted. You're a warrior. I know what you and your family have been through. Why? Because me and my family have been through the entire same thing. We don't talk about that much because this fight is not about us. It's really not about us. It's about the truth. We are winning, and they know we're winning. And you notice they want to shut InfoWars down before the election. Why would that possibly be? So, Alex, God bless you for continuing the fight. God bless you for standing up. You know, there have been times when I've been down, when I've been depressed, you buck me up by saying, look, knock it off. You're a warrior. Well, Alex, you're a warrior. And in the end, we're going to win this fight for truth.
Absolutely. One last question. Roger, we don't want to war game bad things, but we have to. If they're able to steal the election from Trump, everybody's asking me, what do we do? Well, I know this. We're not violent. They're going to try to stage a new January 6th. That will even hurt them more in the, down the road. I don't want to go that way. I want to try to turn the country around. It's not like Trump's going to be handed some easy task. Things are already disintegrating. So, and I want him to win. But if they're able to steal the election, or God forbid they're able to kill Trump, we need to start wargaming that. What is your, from your gravitas, some of your first thoughts?
Well, Alex, look, I learned in politics a long time ago not to answer hypothetical questions. I think Donald Trump is going to win. I think he's on a winning trajectory. I think he is gaining inexorably, slowly gaining. We have two major problems. We both know what they are. The distortions of the mainstream media, who continue to amplify the claims, for example, that he will sign a federal abortion ban, which is not his position, that he'll do away with IVF, fertility drinks, not his position. That he will do away with birth control for women. That is not his position. That he will cut Social Security benefits. That has never been and is not his position. But the mainstream media, they play along and they promulgate these lies. And then the other giant issue, which we both understand, which is censorship. Yes, thank God for Elon Musk. Thank God for the fact that X, formerly known as Twitter, has become a free speech platform. Thank God for the great folks at Rumble. But let's not pretend that Facebook is suddenly going to be fair. And the fact that Mark Zuckerberg overnight has decided that he's a libertarian Republican, please, somebody, give me a break. I'm banned for life on Facebook, still am. There's a bunch of Roger Stones over there. Some of them are selling crypto. They're not me, folks. Please don't send them money. Please don't even talk to them. They are not me. I think censorship continues to be a huge problem here.
Well, that's one of the worst parts when you're kicked off all these platforms is they get to pose as you and lie about you and you can't respond, so they steal your identity. And that's what they want to do. They filed in court saying, we own Alex Jones. Like, I signed some 360 deal like Prince, so I'd be the artist formerly known as Prince. I've always said my show's free to air. My films were always free to the public. They can't own my name. That's in the law, but they're trying. And if I don't oppose it with lawyers and briefs, they will do it. And they say they're going to litigate. If they're able to get InfoWars, they're going to try to take all our material down everywhere. That's the plan. But it's not going to work. It's a Streisand effect all the way. Roger Stone, thank you so much for the time. StoneZone.com.
God bless you, Alex. Look, we are praying not only for the survival of internet, of InfoWars, but we're praying for victory and above all for the protection of Donald Trump. Because I, as I've said here, I don't rule out yet another attempt on his life. I pray that I'm wrong, but I think they are increasingly apoplectic and hysterical about the fact that he is on a winning trajectory. Thanks for having me here today, Alex. God bless
you. Thank you, Roger. Talk to you soon. All right. I've got a bunch of news that's important that I want to hit. There's so much of it. I can do a five-hour show easily. We got this huge guest coming in studio. But I saw this clip this morning when Elon Musk posted on X. Also posted it, Real Alex Jones. I think you should go get it. You should share it. I think this is one of the best clips, not a perfect clip. It's titled A Voter. I don't know his name because they copied it from Instagram, I think. But we're going to find out if this black guy isn't getting on. Because there's so many just regular people that are popping up and going super viral. Who were just common sense and now putting, you know, evidence out that's just amazing. This is a very important clip. Again, it's on my X account. Elon tweeted it today as well. Go get it. It's titled A Voter Who Explains How He Realized That Donald Trump Was Not Racist When He Actually Debunked for Himself the Fine People Hoax and More. This is a really powerful 6-minute clip, and particularly black folks that you know, even though 50% of black males are going to vote for Trump, almost 40% of females, that's like triple or more, whatever Republicans ever got. Black folks are really, everybody's figuring this out, but black folks at the fastest rate that they've been completely lied to. And the truth is, Donald Trump has a long history of actually helping black people. And that's why he was so loved by the black community in New York and across the country. And that's been a big frustration for Roger Stone, who I want to have back soon, because his big outreach in 2016 and in 2020 as well, but he got mad that the campaign didn't push it enough, was outreach to the black community about what Donald Trump's really done. It would take 10 hours to show it all or even try to figure out, you know, what he's done. But it's a particular thing with Trump where he's just given black people free loans, where he, you know, free houses and stuff when they're a good worker. And his dad did stuff like this, but not just for black folks, white people too. But and they always did it without anybody knowing about it. So for every story we know about, there are hundreds, like the one last week of where the guy, Trump's you know, going to school in like the sixth grade with this other kid, and his dad dies of a heart attack, and Trump just pays all three kids' tuition for the rest of their school, the equivalent of hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, that was Trump's dad. I mean, so Trump super hard-nosed with powerful businessmen and big groups and dominates them. But when it comes to just actual, real, on-the-ground charity, when people need it, he's just amazing. But more importantly, he did mentorships with black organizations to teach black folks how to use corporations and not pay as many taxes legally. Something you think the liberal black leaders want blacks knowing how to actually get successful? No, they want to keep you under their control. So let's go ahead and roll this important clip.
I made a video the other day asking people when was the moment that they came to the conclusion Donald Trump is racist. A lot of people said the Central Park 5. We'll talk about that in another video. For me personally, it was the very fine people on both sides thing.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
I remember seeing that clip and feeling like, wow, maybe he is racist. And I just happened to come across this video on YouTube. It basically said that the clip was edited and that I should go back and watch the entire clip. So I watched the entire thing. It got to that point where he says very fine people on both sides. And I'm like, see, that's exactly what I knew he said.
That.
There's no point in me even.
Back it up 10 seconds. I don't mean to interrupt this, but I got to make this point. Because if I make it to the end, people won't remember what he was saying right here. Listen to what he's saying. He saw a clip on YouTube that was saying, go for yourself and find the real clip of what he said. Now, that sounds simple, right? But with all the censorship, with stories like that, if you tried to expose that anywhere else than InfoWars or Rumble before X got taken over, it got taken down. They wouldn't even on Google for a couple months after Trump got shot in Butler say there was an assassination attempt or say it was true. Google said it wasn't true. And then I had ChatGPT on 2 weeks ago, interviewed it, and it said Trump didn't get shot because Google said he did. So that's how crazy this is, and how simple is it to be able to show somebody a full clip or show you Kamala saying, I'm going to ban fracking and saying she never said it and Trump's a liar, or Kamala saying, I'm going to ban all semi-autos, later saying, Trump, you're a liar in the debate. Everything she said was a lie. Or I never wanted to open the border. She said again yesterday, I'm going to totally legalize all the illegals. So what they can't stand is us showing you in context what they're doing. Go back to the clip.
And that I should go back and watch the entire clip. So I watched the entire thing. It got to that point where he says very fine people on both sides. And I'm like, see, that's exactly what I knew he said that. There's no point in me even continuing to watch this. And then it goes on and it gets to the part where he's like.
And I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists because they should be condemned totally.
So he said he wasn't talking about the neo-Nazis and white supremacists. Why would they show me part of the story and make me feel like this? Even in the presidential debate against Joe Biden, he brought up the very fine people thing.
He said, I think they're fine people on both sides. What American president would ever say, Nazis coming out of fields, carrying torches, singing the same anti-Semitic bile, carrying swastikas, were fine people?
Kamala Harris just brought it up on the recent debate.
Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side.
People are still saying it, even though it's been 24 that was a lie. It supposedly said in 2017, he dropped out of a presidential race because white supremacists joined his same party.
I'm not going to be running. The party is, as you know, self-destructing.
When you say the party is self-destructing, what do you see as the biggest problem with the Reform Party right now?
Well, you've got David Duke just joined. A bigot, a racist, a problem. I mean, this is not exactly the people you want in your party.
Then you find that clip of him with Jesse Jackson.
Beyond that, in terms of reaching out and being inclusive, he's done that too. And created for many people a comfort zone when I ran for the presidency in 84 and 88. and many others thought it was either laughable or something to avoid, he came to our business meeting here in New York because he has this sense of the curious and a will to risk to make things better. And so aside from all of his style and his pizzazz, he's a serious person who is an effective builder of building the builder people. Last year, he was a part of our workshop, of our panel workshop on what are the challenges and opportunities. And so this, a year later, Donald Trump, for a few minutes, challenges and opportunities to embrace the underserved communities. Donald Trump.
Well, it is an honor to be here.
You see the clip with him on The View, and him and Whoopi Goldberg, she's saying that they're friends.
Well, I don't think I'm going to get Whoopi's vote.
If you did beat her, she likes me. She even put me in a movie.
How much did I charge? Nothing.
Like they say in the
Godfather.
People love this guy. Like Oprah saying he should run for president.
You have a vice presidential candidate in mind?
Well, I really haven't gotten quite there yet. I love Oprah. Oprah would always be my first choice.
Oprah,
your competitor, right?
Oprah's competitor.
You know what? I'll tell you, she's really a great woman, though. She is a terrific woman. She's somebody that's very special.
And again, for radio listeners, he pauses and shows articles to back it up.
Judge Joe Brown said,
I've talked to a number of black entrepreneurs who back in the late 80s and 90s, were early 90s, were trying to get financing. They couldn't. Somebody told them to go check with Donald Trump. So they come back and tell me they got a loan from Donald Trump. He gave them a term loan. Show up with the interest and the principal, one check. But they had to go see him personally. They independently relate this tale that when they saw him, he said, this is what you're supposed to pay me? This is our agreement? Said, yeah. And then tore the check up, shook their hands, and congratulations. Now run your business.
And this was when?
This was back in the 90s.
Waka Flocka talks about how he showed him how to increase his wealth.
Get a C-Corp to run an LLC. If you want to make it even deeper, go get a trust fund to run a corp that runs the LLC. You want to get even deeper, own two trust funds for your business and your personal to run that trust that runs all the business. It can get deep, my guy.
Absolutely.
And Donald Trump actually showed me that method.
People will say that they want truth, but when you try to present them with information that goes against their beliefs of Donald Trump, they act like this.
He's condemned white supremacy over 20 times.
Oh, yes, man. Could you tell me when?
Yeah, absolutely. Would you like to see a video of a montage of 20 times that he's done it?
Oh, actually, no. I'm more interested in walking up in there.
But how are we going to learn if we don't challenge our ideas? I mean, you just made a statement that is actually inaccurate, and I can show you video evidence of why it is. I mean, would you like to see that?
No, thank you.
He's condemned white supremacy and the KKK over 20 times.
Over 20 times?
Yeah.
Do you have him right here? Can I listen to it?
Absolutely, you can. Let me pull it up for you right now.
All right.
By the way, I'm James. How's your day going, man?
I'd be a lot better if you guys were wearing masks.
We can socially distance.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Wait. You don't want to see the examples? I have 20 examples right here.
It's just like Yuri said.
Exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, when a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization.
The populace versus the establishment. Whatever they do to the populist candidate, they're doing to you. When you assist the establishment in crushing the populist candidate, they're going to turn around and do it to you next. Whatever rules that they broke to get at him, that you cheered on because you were so anti him, those rules were broken so that they can get your consent. And now that they've used your hatred to build consent to break the rules, now they can turn that same attack towards you. And you've yayed and amended it into existence. If you previously believed that Trump was racist and then something changed your mind, I'd like to know what was that moment. Thank you for watching again. Like I said, I appreciate your time and attention because you can't get it back. Leave whatever opinions that you want in the comments, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.
All right, Elon Musk put that out last night. It had like 50 million views this morning. It's probably got 80 million now. I don't know. I also put it on my X if you want to boost it. I don't know who that black guy is, but we're going to find out. I'm going to get him on. That guy on TikTok, and I guess he's on Instagram too, is a natural. He knows what he's talking about. He laid it all out great. I can't do it that good. And I've always said that's when the New World Order is in trouble, folks. When the average people that just want to be left alone start going out and researching, it's game over. And we've reached that point. That's why the New World Order is so dangerous right now. All right, we've got our special guest coming up, and I'm going to do a little bit after he leaves us into the fourth hour on the military developments with Russia, changing their nuclear doctrine to nuke the West if any Western-made heavy weapons bomb them. That's just so dangerous. And now NATO's wargaming for nuclear war that they say could be imminent. They're doing COG drills in Washington. The end of the empire is here. And they're playing chicken with the world and saying Putin won't cross red lines if they cross his lines. They crossed Putin's line in Syria. He went in. They crossed it in Ukraine. Whether you like that or not, I think it's bad that Putin did that. And I went on national Russian TV and told him that. And now the word is, oh, he's bluffing. The Rand Corporation's own doctrine was, don't ever do this. And that's the Pentagon doctrine until a year ago. Now they've changed it. Remember, Biden said, we can't send them Abrams tanks and F-16s. That's World War III on the threat escalation ladder of the Rand Corporation, the Pentagon. It's a probability of nuclear war if they keep following this and they keep escalating. So this is extremely dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. And if you just talk directly to the Russians, they will listen. And I've never worked for the Russians, never been there, but I go on Japanese TV, British TV, you name it. But I mean, I go on their national shows and tell them what I really think. And openly say stuff that I don't agree with Putin. And nobody gets Victor boot on. Nobody gets these guests. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying you can directly talk to these people. And we need to talk to them. And there's been years since the hotline's been used to even talk to Putin. That's insane. We need a Kennedy on the line de-escalating this, and Trump will do that. All right, I'm going to break. Big guest coming up. Please remember, they're trying to shut us down. The sponsors are perfect because they're supporting InfoWars, hopefully if that gets bought and saved. But regardless, we need these sponsors to be escalating and bigger with what they can support if we've got a boom set up something new with somebody else. And I don't want to divide my forces. I'm not spending a bunch of time on that right now. I'm trying to save InfoWars. But the sponsors are key, so because they're supporting me, so I can fight the legal battles. Free speech doesn't pay for that. I have to pay for defending InfoWars and myself. I need support. I need you to go right now to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com, the top makers of Patriot T-shirts, over 50 designs, made in America, all of the incredible ball caps. Go there as a support. Get a great shirt. Get a great T-shirt. Buy a couple of them. More getting at it every day. Go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, right now. Go to my other sponsor, my dad's supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com, and Vitamin Mineral Fusions, 40% off right now, our bestseller at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're at a very critical moment. I'm calling for your aid. Great products. Make the decision now. Fund the tip of the spear. We can't do it without you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back. Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalist. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, when you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalist. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. Encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And I almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones